I'm a turco. I steal your TV and your dryer and your laptop.
In your stuffle.
Skinny body and I got the fit
core.
They can't catch me, I'm too fast, I'm a blitzball. I'm a blitzball. I'm a turco. Skill 'em, clever and sexy. Steal a loaf bread just to eat the coursey. Lockdown is still bloody boring.
Was
bloody boring. I'll be making numbers cause you know my summer
pass. Nothing brings out the humor in human beings quite like Calamity. What the song that you've just heard is by a song by a guy called Cody Pietras. He's a content creator online. And what we've seen over the last 2 months is that content creators, musicians, comics have all really risen to the top, come to the fore, and to create some really memorable content during this time. We're featuring at least three of them tonight. The first up is the creator of the TikTok remix. It's a tune based on Megan Thee Stallion's Savage. It has hit 15,000 views and 500 shares online. Cody Pietras, did you expect the song to blow up? I know it first started in the form of a TikTok video, and then all of a sudden people wanted a full on track.
Exactly. I did not expect this to happen, first of all, but it really just came to me. Like, I've been scrolling online on Instagram, mostly on Instagram, and I've just been hearing the song, and I was like, okay, it's trendy, and let me see what I can do with it.
Mm.
And then, boom, took up.
I'm finding platforms like TikTok absolutely amazing because it's bringing out the creativity of people who you wouldn't necessarily think of being a sketch artist or a songwriter or even just someone who takes really good videos and conceptualizes a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any experience, you know, in filming, writing, rapping?
I've been doing and making videos since 2017. At first, I was like, I didn't know I could do this whole rapping thing. And back in 2017, around in October, I made this Chipro video, Chipro challenge. I'm not sure if...
Are you the Chipro?
Yes, I am.
I'll snuff Vicks for a Chipro.
Yes,
that's my jam!
Oh, I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you like it.
So this all sort of started coming, you know, naturally. Would you consider yourself a natural person to make guy? Is that who you are?
Yeah, that is like, I'd roast people anytime, anywhere. Like, that is me. My friends know me for roasting. Like, that's just my personality. I'm full of energy. I'm energetic. I'm funny. Some people say I'm funny now and then, but I would say, like, almost every time, every minute of the day, I'm funny.
And this lockdown obviously has lots of material, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Now, Cody Pietras, thanks so much for coming on air with us. One of three people that we are focusing on tonight. I'm sure you've heard the next track. It came so quickly after the announcement that South Africa was going from level 5 to level 4. It was started with President Cyril Ramaphosa announcing that you could go out and buy a packet of inches. A few days later, Minister of Cooperative Governance, Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, said uh-uh, and here's why.
When people saw and then they shared that soul. When people saw and then they shared that soul. When it comes to cigarettes, tobacco products and related, that we should not open up the sale of products. And the reason are health related, but also when people saw, they put saliva on the paper, and then they share that soul. It means they are also share. If when people saw, they put saliva on the paper, and then they share that soul.
As the kids say, that track slaps so hard. I could actually groove to that. I could actually get down to that. The creator of that, along with Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, is Max Harrell. He is a music producer. He's gotten so much attention for that track, not only from the likes of the BBC, but also from the likes of the Honorable Minister of Cooperative Governance herself. Max joins us now on the line. Max, did you expect the attention from the song?
Not at all. Hey, first of all, that last guy was so funny. He was just like telling his story and then like, yep, took off. That was beautiful. It was so funny. Yeah, I didn't expect it to go this wild. Not at all. I did have a bit of a following before this all kicked off. So I did expect, and I've had videos before that, you know, gathered a bit of attention. But
yeah, you have stuff of the president in parliament, and you know his interaction with MPs there that then you then bring together musically. But how long did this take? I'm sure, like, do you look for when you listen to these things, do you listen for something that interesting that they say, or a certain rhythmic pattern in how they say it that brings you to this, you know, deciding on a song?
So the way I do it is, it's different each time, but for this one specifically, it was very spontaneous. I heard the quote from the press release, and then I heard the rhythm in my head immediately. I've been making music for quite a while now, for like 5 years, and I produce pretty much every day because I'm just obsessed with it. I really love doing it for fun, as well as a career, obviously. So I heard the sample, and I immediately heard a rhythm beat in my head, whatever you want to call it. So I went to studio, recorded it off my phone, so I could use the sample without, you know, getting in trouble. And then, just quickly made the beat. Took me like half an hour. Put the video out like later that day. And then when I woke up, things just started going wild. Now it's on like, I think like across all platforms, like almost 10 million views in like 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I think it's because of humor. Like, people love humor. People love funny stuff.
Look, it's also a great beat, man. I can see myself getting down in a club with that particular track, regardless of what.
It's unfortunate the way like lockdown is going to extend, or the virus is going to extend past. I don't think clubs are going to open for the rest of the year. So I mean, maybe it'll have like a second life once the clubs open, you know, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Look, I wasn't joking when I said you've even been featured on the BBC. That it has grown.
That was wild.
How was that? What was that all about?
That was, I didn't know I was going to get featured. I had an interview with them, but I had no idea I was going to have an interview with them, because I had no idea about the impact. Like, I just saw it as a joke, not the interview, the concept, the song. So when it became this whole big thing, it sort of just, it happened so quickly. Like, I released the song, or the video, 2 weeks ago, and then I released the song, and the whole minister thing happened, and all these interviews happened. It's all been, like, in this two-week period. It's just, It's been so quick. I haven't even had time to process it, because I've just been so busy with all the interviews and just trying to, like, you know, do, because I manage myself. So I'm trying to, like, do everything myself and keep tabs of everything. So it's driving me a little insane.
You have, in fact, received a tweet from Dr. Dlamini Zuma saying, "Who is this? Who is this Max Harrell person? I want to speak to him just for a little bit."
Yeah, we just want to talk. We just want to talk.
Have you responded?
I did. I responded and I said, "Hey there, Minister. Hope you're well. Please follow me back so I can DM you my details." So then I think like half an hour later, the Minister followed me back, and then I messaged her, I direct messaged her on Twitter, just introducing myself and saying, "Feel free to contact me here or via email." And then I think like an hour or two later, after me stressing because, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, the tweet seemed quite ominous, so I was a bit nervous. But when the message came in, she was actually very sweet. She basically just said, "Well done for entertaining the nation. I hope you continue to use your platform for good, to entertain and empower and inspire other South Africans during this tough period. And yeah, good luck." It was the complete opposite of what I expected. I was in hiding. I was in a bunker.
but that's so amazing about this period that we are in. And I mentioned this to Cody earlier, that, you know, all this bad news and the bad vibes that we're experiencing, the fear that many of us have, we're finding time to create beautiful things, create funny things that we can laugh and just take our minds off of things, you know, just a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's the main. I think that's the main reason why it took off so much is because I think the cigarette ban, obviously, because of, like for smokers or cigarettes and alcohol, with the cigarettes and alcohol ban, a lot of people really, you know, use those as stress relievers. And now in this period of time where there's high stress, people are losing their jobs. They don't have those stress relievers. So in context of that and the entire lockdown, people are hanging on the word of the government and like sort of scared of what's going to be said next. So when you flip that tone into something funny, the same message but used in a more positive light, it's something refreshing, as you said. So I think that's definitely a big factor.
Max, I hear the minister's making having a press conference soon. Hope you have your ears glued in. Maybe you can create something else. We look forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely don't want to overdo it, but I'll if there's something worthwhile that doesn't, you know, offend anyone, then I'll go for it.
Excellent. Max Harrell there is a music producer. He brought us that great song, If People Zol. It creates this relief that many South Africans are getting. And that's the party bit of this conversation. We are interviewing at least three creators who've used this lockdown period to create some amazing comedy, sketches, music. And this is my favorite. I discovered it on Sunday. Not only is it a beautiful song, bloody funny, and we'll play it to you now.
Days of lockdown, no fooling around. We've been on level 4 still, no smokes or booze to be found. I miss the taverns, the bars and girls, and she said, I'm a market nana. We're gonna get through this. On the other side, we can kiss and hold each other. Things I miss in the days of the lockdown, 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 the days of the lockdown. We're gonna get through this. On the other side, we can. Gonna get through this. On the other side, we can keep.
Sunder Shandu, you had me crying on Sunday morning. Tears of absolute hilarity and loving the comedy, but also the music is absolutely beautiful. Congratulations on such a beautiful song.
Oh, Lester, thanks, man.
Gosh, look, many people know you are a musician and you are an actor as well. You know the ballpark. You know the platform of entertaining and writing and performing. Yeah. But is this lockdown period just, you know, people are at home doing nothing. They want content to come to them. And putting it out online, creating great stuff, it's absolutely a captive market.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It is something so so different to what I'm used to. I'm I enjoy the stage. I'm acting a lot of musical theater, so live audiences are what I thrive on. So this time has brought about some interesting avenues of entertainment, and I guess my lockdown bluesy number. Came from it.
Is that original music?
Yeah. That's all me. I play the keyboard as well.
Now the musicality and that's coming out of this, and we spoke about this right at the beginning of lockdown, and whether this is a space for creative people and artists to, you know, really produce amazing things, and that's what we're seeing. You've also received quite a lot of response for not only the song, but also the video. A WhatsApp that's come through says, I love this video. You shot it yourself. How did you go about it?
Yeah, I shot it all myself. And I guess I just wanted to make it. A friend of mine actually asked me to send her a video of something just to uplift people. Mm. So, and my thinking, she was thinking of like an upbeat song or something. And, you know, lockdown, I can't, I'm not inspired by much grooving right now. So I just said, let's make some comedy with some blues. And I decided to just add some silly anecdotes and pour a bottle of water, acting as if it's rain, and just be dramatic. Acting the fool, having some fun, you know.
Look, I love blues music because I find blues so cathartic. The sad makes you feel happy, if you know what I mean. And that's sort of what I experienced. You know, we're going through an absolutely crappy time. Let's not joke about it. We all hate it.
Yeah,
but you know,
because we need to acknowledge our even if we're feeling down, you know, just acknowledge it. It's fine. Mm. We'll get through this, you know.
The thing is, I would love all these great artists who've made such amazing things during this lockdown so far to somehow get the credit that they deserve afterwards. Maybe even like a lockdown video awards or something like that. Or maybe like a concert where all these guys come together and give us a party when we all can go out and party. But
that would be that would be a wonderful idea.
But are you surprised by the attention that particularly this video has gotten?
No, I haven't. I think it's definitely it's hit the most views on any personal video I've put up. I'm happy it's put smiles on people's faces, and especially during this time, it's good to laugh when we can.
The problem is when you create something good. And I guess Cody and Max and you all have this problem that you've now produced something so great. People are now going to be looking out for your next thing. How is that?
Well, as a creative, you know, I never like to rush things. But there's always inspiration around us. So, yeah, I will tell the viewers, don't wait for something immediately. We need the creative juices to flow.
But Sander Shandu, I really appreciate the song. In fact, I'm going to play it again. Thanks so much. Please keep us entertained during the rest of this lockdown. Really appreciate it. Sander Shandu there. He's a musician. He's an actor. His song is so good. We're going to play it again.
Days of lockdown, no fooling around. We've been on level 4 still, no smokes or booze to be found. I miss the taverns, the bars and clubs. If she said, Emma, am I getting Anna? We're gonna get through this. On the other side, we can kiss and hold each other. Things I miss in the days of the lockdown, the days